Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to dive into how I live and work absolutely for $0 while building my real estate portfolio every single day. I'm going to show you how you can think about doing the same thing in your business and in your portfolio. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and we are back on the consistency. Look at that. And I know I went really, really hard on that first episode. If you haven't checked that out, where I reviewed the last conference I was at, Wealth Hacker Conference. I don't even know why I don't do that more often. You know, that episode, we dived into three major lessons from attending one of my friends' conference all around hacking wealth, building wealth. And that's really what this show is all about as well, because inner change maker means that it all starts internally. It's a mental battle first. It's a mental battle always. And then change maker, somebody who doesn't stand for the status quo, someone who wants to deal a better hand for themselves. They want to create more options. They want to be able to choose legacy, choose currency, choose how they make their money, choose what to do with their time. If that's you, welcome to the show. I appreciate you for being here. I know in that last episode, we went a little long, but I hope that was enjoyable. I appreciate some of you actually submitting some great little audios and sent me a few emails around some great, you know, kind of lessons and conversations around that. And, you know, if you haven't heard that episode, go make sure to check out that episode. In this episode, I want to talk about a topic that has really consumed my time, really, in the last few months. And this is an idea I got back earlier this year. And some of you know, my girlfriend and I, over the last 3 years, we have lived kind of like the digital nomad life, digital nomad dream in some ways. You know, we'd live in different, you know, kind of cool areas in the world, places like Portugal or Italy or Vancouver in Canada, which is probably one of the most beautiful, like if not the most beautiful place in Canada, certainly top two or three. I cannot imagine, you know, better kind of lifestyle kind of locations, really. We drop into Toronto. Toronto's a hometown for me. And we build our business. We do speaking engagements. Every time we do a speaking engagement, we kind of line up other things. And so this is how we lived for the last 3 years. And I discovered this earlier this year, and it's this concept called house hacking. House hacking. Now, some of you, if you are a real estate investor, if you know anything about investing into real estate or investing in properties, this may seem basic, but stay with me here because we're going to go into more kind of different scenarios, different advanced strategies, different ways of getting you to look at this. And look, if you have no interest in investing in real estate, I would still love for you to listen to this episode because I highly encourage you to start thinking in ways of not just accumulating assets, right? But in how you could essentially kind of hack your way into keeping more of your money and not just making a lot of your money, right? I think a lot of the world, we always focus on like, hey, how do we get you the external results, right? People that work with us in the White Glove Podcast Agency, you know, people want, hey, I want the top 100, right? I want that result, right? But in this episode, we're going to talk about the strategy of house hacking and maybe how you can implement it in your life, but ultimately your thinking around this, right? And yeah, it's going to require a little bit of sacrifice. Yes, you're going to have to spend money. And yes, you might have some questions, but I'm going to try to do a holistic job of breaking this down. And obviously, before we dive in, please know that I am not a financial advisor. Please know that I am not a professional, have any, you know, accreditations or licenses in real estate investing. I can tell you though, you know, so I'm just saying that to kind of cover my butt. But I am telling you that I am only going to share with you things that we have done, things that we've implemented in the last like few months, and things that I have done over the last few years. And also just keep in mind that there are other great resources around real estate investing. Some of them are really, really great clients of mine. I'm not going to list all of them here, but if you go to the kind of like the show notes area, or you go to on the website, I will link to some really, really great shows that you can listen to. These are people that are in my own network, friends, people I would have like a dinner with that we chat openly about some of this stuff. And so, yeah. Just listen to everything and you know, with a grain of salt, double check everything, you know, and none of this is really, I have no investing product or any, really anything to be able to sell you. Just ultimately want to break this down and want to share. So, okay, let's dive in. House hacking, what it is. First time I think I brought it up to a friend, I said, hey, have you ever heard of the terminology house hacking? He thought I was trying to say, let's hack into a house, like you hack into a computer. So he goes, Jay, it's not called house hacking. It's called burglary and entry, right? Or like breaking and entering, right? And I said, no. I don't mean breaking into somebody's house. House hacking is essentially the concept of living in a situation where you are living in your residence for $0, okay? And in our particular case, we wanted to live and work because we work from home. We, you know, record content from home. We wanted to have more space, right? And ultimately, we wanted to do it at $0. And so when people first hear about this, they go, well, how can you do something for $0? I can't even go to 7-Eleven or the convenience store and buy a stick of gum for less than a dollar. You're telling me you could live somewhere for free for $0. And yes, I'm going to show you how to be able to do that step by step, literally in this episode, off the top of my head. There is like barely any notes around me. Once again, not a financial advisor. So take everything with a grain of salt and obviously do a bit of researching in your community. The idea is this, okay, is that one, you have capital that you want to be able to invest in a property that you're able to, you know, so let's actually back up here. So basic real estate investing goes like this, which is you invest in a property, right? And the property, when you invest in it, has property taxes, it has mortgages, it has, you know, maybe you got to pay some utilities, maybe you got to pay for renovations, right? Like there's costs, hard costs associated with getting said property. But the idea for all real estate investors is that you buy said property, you renovate the property, so you increase the property value, and then ultimately you rent out that space to a tenant, to somebody that lives there, right? If you're listening to this and you are renting currently, then you are that person that is renting. And there's an owner of the property. Maybe it's a group that owns it, right? And the idea is that your rent will exceed their mortgage payment. So if the mortgage payment on the house is, let's say, $1,000 and you are paying $1,500 in rent, if their mortgage is, let's say, $1,000, let's say insurance is like maybe another 100, right? Let's say they get you to cover utilities, so you don't have to do that. So it's 1,100, property tax. Let's just add in another 100 for ease of math. So 1,200, right? But you're paying the owners $1,500. So there's a difference there of how much? $300. And that owner essentially would pocket that $300, right? They never have to pay down the property, right? Because you are paying essentially their mortgage down for them. And in the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, if the owner, if the real estate investor did their homework, then that property, if they invested in the right neighborhoods with the right infrastructure, with the right, trends and, you know, once again, that's a different kind of like different topic entirely. I'm just going kind of like light speed here, just high level, right? That house will be able to grow in equity. So let's say that house was worth $100,000. 5 years later, economy has really gone up. The properties around that, you know, around there has exceedingly gone up. It's gone up now to $200,000. So now they have also earned $100,000 of increase of equity. Equity means that it is in the house. Only way to access that equity is if you sell the house or if you refinance the house, both of which we're not going to talk about. But that is essentially how it works, right? So that real estate investor, number one, they invest a bunch of money into the property. They do not ever have to pay down the mortgage because you, the renter, or somebody who is renting from them, is paying down their debt, and they get to reap the benefits of the equity going higher in the next 5-10 years. But, you know, you reap the, you know, that's if everything goes well, right? Maybe the economy tanks, maybe their house value goes from 100,000 to 80,000, right? Like maybe the, you know, the, they have the, some tenant issues. Like there's pros and cons to all this stuff. But overall, if you talk to any people that have built any wealth, real estate is typically a good component of their kind of portfolio. So I imagine that you followed me through that on a very basic level. The idea of house hacking is similar, right? Is that you are, the only difference is that you are actively living on said property as well. And there's different scenarios in which you could do that. But I'll give you roughly a scenario, and these numbers are, you know, not, you know, obviously I'm making these numbers up, so I'm just doing them for ease of math, right? But essentially, let's say you were to invest into a duplex. A duplex has a duplex means that it's legally, you can have two different tenants on that property, right? You would live on one half of the property, and the second, you know, and the tenant would live on the second half of the property. That tenant would essentially be paying you, right? Which you happen to own the house, and either it would lower your living expenses tremendously, or if their payment is that much higher than your mortgage, then you get into a scenario where you are living for free, or you're living at a very discounted rate. Does that make sense? Everybody, I know that this is a little more like number intensive, I guess, than the usual stuff. But I hope you're still following along. So in my scenario, what we did was we took a look at, you know, we were living on all these different places at the time. Earlier this year, we're living in Vancouver. We're looking at these places in Vancouver. We're looking at places in Ontario. And by the way, my family and I, we do real estate, and we have a portfolio of our own. I'm not going to dive into that, but we have some experience here, right? Not none, and certainly not, you know, 10, 20, 50 properties, but, you know, getting up there, right? And, you know, it's always been an interest of mine. It's always been part of, you know, how we've been building wealth. And essentially, we looked at it. We said, hey, let's get a property where we could potentially live upstairs or downstairs, right? And then be able to ultimately rent out whichever the other vice versa option is, so that the people would essentially pay down the mortgage and be able for us to live there for free. And so that is pretty much how we did it. And we actually ended up picking a place that was pretty much about 45 to an hour outside of Toronto. So a little further than I would have liked, right? We're used to kind of living like downtown Toronto or in the center. But it made sense. The numbers made sense, right? And also the way that we were renting out our secondary unit also made sense. So the cash flow made sense in a scenario where the cash flow would actually, that we would get from each tenant, would essentially lower our mortgage payments to practically zero. And so let's fast forward time now. Let's say the property that we invested in and we did our homework, we believe that in the next 3 years to 5 years, it's going to increase, right? It's going to increase, you know, by a couple hundred thousand, you know, obviously in the best of scenario, it doubles, right? But like, you know, that's like really, really optimistically. But we're just saying conservatively, it increases a couple tens of thousands, maybe 100,000-ish, right? We're able to, let's say, refinance the property, pull out the exact deposit that we were able to put on that property. And now we have a scenario where we still have the asset, we still have the house, right? We're living at the house for free for, you know, 2-3 years, however long it takes for that equity to be up. And once you refinance it, you actually pull back your down payment on that property, right? So that you actually, the whole scenario is $0. Does that make sense for you? I'm going to give you kind of like a rough example, and we're going to try to do it in the simplest way possible. Okay. And so try to follow along here, which is, let's take a $500,000 property. So $500,000 property. Okay. the way that you buy property, at least in Canada, especially if you plan on living in that property, okay, is that you have to put 20% down. That's like the traditional way. There are other ways. There's like private lending. There's B lenders. There's all this other stuff. But let's just say 20% down. Easy to understand. Okay, so 500,000, 20% of 500,000 is six figures. So you have $100,000 cash, liquid. It's not equity. It's not like, oh, my company's worth, you know, a couple, like it's 100. Like you go to the ATM. I guess the ATM wouldn't actually give it to you. You go to the bank, right? And they give you the 100,000, right? So you put in the $100,000 and you get the house, right? Now, it means that the $400,000, the bank is your business partner on that deal, right? And so the bank gives you a mortgage, okay? I'm not going to go into the specifics of what a mortgage is or what have you, interest rates, all that good stuff. Essentially, the bank is going to loan you that $400 at a specific interest rate and they work out a payment structure for you, okay? That totally makes sense, right? Let's just say, so out of that $400,000, let's make an argument. Let's just say, right, that your mortgage payment that the bank will loan you on, okay, is $1,500. Let's just say, okay? So $1,500, that's what, once you sign the papers, you are on this, like, you know, you're on this contract to pay $1,500. They're going to extract $1,500 from your bank account every single month from now on. Now, if any one of you are homeowners, this is no surprise, this is no shock. Everything makes sense so far, right? So now you essentially, you create the house that you bought, hopefully has an option for you to have a secondary unit, for you to maybe, you know, potentially have like an Airbnb in there. Maybe you bought a triplex and there's actually three. When you buy a triplex, there's three different people that can live on that property. You happen to be one of them, right? And the other two, now all you need to know is that it needs to cover the $1,500. Right? Let's factor in some home insurance. Let's factor in some property value tax, property tax annually. Let's factor in, you know, maybe some minor renovations, right? Let's say it's $2,000, okay, total, every single month, right? Essentially, you have to ensure that your secondary unit or your other units, the revenue that you generate from those exceed, in this case, $2,000. And that's it. Now, every dollar over $2,000 is considered profit, right? On this deal, you're living there. In our case, we're living and working at our residence and in our place for $0, okay? And the best part is the house, if you did the right research, and the property will increase in value in 3-5 years and hopefully shorter, so that whenever that time comes, you could choose to refinance and take back the $100,000, which will result in you having this house completely for free, living for free for the 2-5 years, however long it takes, right? And not to count, especially if you're working from home, any of the revenues that you would generate. So let's say you run $1 million business from your home, right? Like you didn't have to pay for an office. You didn't have to pay for a thing. Like, in fact, your secondary units and your other tenants in this case paid for everything for you, and you are building your wealth. So ladies and gentlemen, that is house hacking, high level, made up all these numbers, and you got to make it work for you, right? I don't know where you're living, maybe in Ontario, maybe in Canada, maybe somewhere in the US, but that roughly is how you got to think about it. And there's different scenarios, right? I listed a couple of different options. There's an Airbnb scenario. There is maybe owning a triplex, right? I know there's places in like Toronto, for example, you pick up a triplex, you know, the numbers are higher, a little bit higher. But essentially, let's say, you know, the mortgage is 3,000, right? You just have to hit the 3,000. That makes it a break-even property. That's already a win. Okay, I would not chase the couple hundred dollars or even more cash flow, even if it's $1,000, right? Or even like, it's not, most of the money is not in that, right? Let's say in the best case scenario, you're like cash flowing like $1,500 a month, okay? Which you might think is like a big deal, or maybe you don't think it's a big deal, right? But look, $20,000 a year is still not a massive deal compared to the appreciation of that property. Right? So whenever you go and pull out equity. So I hope you've enjoyed this, by the way. I know I've actually never have really talked too deeply about real estate investing. And certainly the show is not necessarily centered around real estate investing, but it is centered around the idea of choosing legacy, building wealth, creating choices, freedom of time, freedom of money. And so if you're into any of that stuff, you need to be thinking like an investor, right? And maybe property is not your thing. Maybe it's stocks. Maybe it's options. Maybe it's investing in business. Maybe you want to be a venture capitalist, right? But let me assure you, remember what we said in the last episode, okay? Working hard is a bad way of building prosperity, of building wealth, right? So you gotta ultimately figure out how to make money and then get money to work for you. This is a scenario that we implemented in our own lives, like in the last couple months. If you follow me on social, you know what's going on. That has allowed us to operate everything. We just eliminated our expenses. We increased our asset portfolio. We increased the potential that it has in the next few years. And we get to run it from the peace of mind, having a bit of a home base. I think on a personal level, it's really exciting. So I would love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on house hacking? Did you learn anything? Do you like this type of style episode? Should I do more of this? Or should I have made like a little bit of a video, a little more whiteboard, draw out the numbers for you? You got to kind of imagine with me. You got to enjoy me kind of talking about this. So go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice. That is where it will prompt you to say, hey, I want to record something for Jay. I want to get featured on the show. I want to be involved. I want to be involved in the conversation, right? www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice. And I can't wait to dive in further with you, giving you more updates on what's been going on, sharing you more lessons in future episodes coming literally in the next few days. Keep it going strong. It's all about movement. It's all about sharing it with others, getting the conversation with them. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. And I can't wait to dive further with you guys. We will talk to you all very, very soon. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.